WCHL's news director Blake Hodge joins us here now in the studio on what has been a pretty eventful day, all of which revolving around symbols and symbols of race and history in both cases.
And the Confederacy, specifically here, is the Confederate flag, as you mentioned, has been an issue that's been going back and forth, specifically in Orange County over the past few months, as there have been rumors of plans of different groups, Sons of Confederate Veterans in some cases, also ACT Back, as you mentioned, a group that's been around for a few years now, Alamance County, taking back Alamance County, to raise Confederate flags, large Confederate flags, on high flagpoles across Orange County, and doing it specifically in areas that are heavily traveled. Mm-hmm. And they're planning on, the Sons of Confederate Veterans group at least wants to have said they want to put one up in every county along I-40. Orange County has been dealing with this in a way that is trying to address the regulations of the size of flags that can be placed up and things like that. But that is still going through the legislative process locally. They've got a public hearing still to have before a decision can ultimately be made on all that. So as of right now, it does not appear that the flag is out of any sort of compliance or anything like that. So still having to wait and see all that. But as you said, it looks like it's, you know, right there along Highway 70, kind of the northwest portion of Hillsboro.
Mm-hmm. So that's going on right now. There's actually going to be a community conversation as it happens tonight at the Witted Building in Hillsboro. Orange County's Human Relations Commission is holding this and everyone's invited to it. This was previously scheduled so that people could talk about the proposed ordinance and what the county should do and just sort of weigh in on the issue in general. And it just so happens that the flag goes up today.
Convenient timing here, or inconvenient timing, depending on what size crowd you were kind of hoping for at the Human Relations Commission meeting. But yeah, they have these community conversations. I don't know if there's a set timeline, but every so often they'll have these. They had one on sexual harassment last month, and the, you know, just kind of a topic to allow people to come out and express their views, their opinions on things. And
yeah, this
and
isn't like a one-shot thing that they're doing.
No.
They do it pretty regularly. Yeah.
So happens to be that that one is tonight, and this is all, of course, again, ahead of any sort of decision that could be coming from the Orange County Board of Commissioners. Certainly seems as though they are leaning to be ready to implement whatever regulations are ultimately
brought
forward.
That's fair to say, yeah.
But John Roberts, the county attorney, has also tried to, I don't know if caution them, but prepare everyone that, you know, whatever type of, you know, it's going to be broad reaching and all these things whenever the regulation ultimately comes down, but it is quite obviously pointed or being acted on in kind of the wake of the rumors of the Confederate flag.
Yeah, that
being
is and we had the conversation a while back when this was first proposed with Mark Dorison, who's on the county commissioner, is also a civil rights attorney.
Correct.
And knows constitutional law pretty well. And we had that conversation about, okay, so to what extent can the county regulate the display of flags? And he said, well, it's got to be content neutral, so you can regulate the size and the height, but you can't regulate the content. So
right.
You want to fly a Confederate flag, you can do that. And there's also that second question of how much is this designed to target a particular thing? That can be a potential question as well if that ends up going to court, which you know it will because everything does.
Well, we had the same thought about the dress code discussion in Orange County schools. And to my knowledge, at least, we haven't seen any issues with that in terms of litigation so far. And that,
well, someone would have to go to school wearing something and then be sent home, and that would
absolutely
be the thing
but,
that would cause
you know,
it.
The fear was that it has to be worded in such a way because if you say this, it will be challenged in court. Yeah. And whether somebody sends their child to that in hopes of sparking that, you know, that whatever the case may be there, but it likely would end up there.
Mm-hmm.
They
and
ended
also
up expressly naming the Confederate flag in their ultimate ban, which came, I think, the Monday after Heather Heyer was killed in the Charlottesville rally over that weekend.
Yeah, speaking with WCHL's Blake Hodge, it should be noted that none of these conversations are taking place in like a geographical or regional vacuum either, because there are many, and we talked about this in the context of the Confederate flag debate in the schools, there are many school districts in the very nearby vicinity. I think Chatham County Schools, right, had long had a policy specifically banning the Confederate flag, so this wouldn't be a new thing. And the same thing if Orange County were to pass this ordinance. Durham County already has a very similar ordinance, which they used, and Mark Dorson talked about this recently, on one occasion to prevent a restaurant from flying a giant American, like
Evans.
A U.S. flag, yeah. A Bob Evans,
Bob
because
Evans.
It
right there,
didn't
just
meet
over
the
Durham line, wanted to fly. It's kind of a thing that they do, I guess, at every, they fly a huge flag, and they were not allowed to do so at the Durham location. So,
because they've got ordinance,
certainly not unique to Orange County in any of these cases. Whether we see that ultimately going through, you know, we're still working through that, again, the kind of bureaucratic process of things that have to be met before anything can actually be acted on.
Yeah, so that's the Confederate flag issue up in Hillsborough. Meanwhile, in the last hour, we've had a UNC student who demonstrated that Silent Sam with the red paint.
Maya Little is a student at UNC. She's been one of the one of those faces that you see at every kind of Silent Sam protest.
She's been very vocal,
She's been out there for a long time. She's a PhD student at UNC, and it appears as though she was arrested today at Silent Sam. There's a lot of video from the scene that shows her pouring what looks to be a red paint all over the statue. Mm-hmm. She also released a very lengthy statement, of which you can read all of it at chapelboro.com right now, saying that parts of her own blood were mixed in there as well. Mm-hmm. Whether that is a symbolic or a literal meaning, I'm not sure at this moment, but we'll see what develops from that. It does appear as though she was taken into custody at least for some time, whether she was officially arrested, charged, and whether she's going before a magistrate in Hillsborough, still trying to get the official details on that. But a large protest kind of developing there, and LDOC was Friday, so I guess everybody's getting ready for finals. So it can always be off guard, kind of, but you know, we weren't. This wasn't one where we knew ahead of time that a
this
protest
like a
was going to be
thing,
held.
Yeah,
well,
announced.
At least not publicized in the way that it is for a lot of the protests. So interesting, kind of timing on this and everything else, and you know, it just happens to be the same day we're talking about the Confederate flag going up in Hillsborough, and at least that's the way it comes across. It may have been a breaking point of pushing that, but again, that's speculation. We have not been able to talk specifically too little at this point, but again, she released a very long statement, all of which you can read at chapelboro.com.
And you head to chapelboro.com for that, and we've got pictures, which I think are up on the website now too, and thanks to Will Arrington, UNC student, for taking those. And we should mention, if you haven't had a chance to go to the website in the last 20 minutes and see the pictures, that A, you should, but B, we're talking about the base of the statue, right?
Right,
like, not the statue itself, but
the pedestal. Yeah. Lillian Heil is there as well and has been gracious enough to provide us with some pictures. So thank you to everybody that has is one of those times where even as close to campus as we are here at University Place, you can't act that, you know, even that quickly to be able to be on the scene. So a couple of students there able to help us out a lot to be able to get you the latest information. But you can see those pictures at Chapelboro, and this is not something new. You know, Dakota Moyer, our digital content manager, was talking about the pressure washing and it kind of immediately going away. And this is, I guess, the first time that he's been here while this has happened. But it's happened so often that it's been covered in this that clear kind of lacquer to make it easier to pressure wash.
And let's be clear on this, because you use the passive voice there. It has been covered. UNC covered it in lacquer, right? I mean, that was an active
move.
Action that was taken by UNC in order to protect the statue from things like this. Like, this is a situation where, you know, we need the reminder that, you know, UNC has been trying to be very neutral on this, but they are taking actions to keep the statue pristine, as it were.
And you know, going back to other ones, it was spray painted with KKK and murderer, and Who Is Sandra Bland happened at another another protest that was happening over there. He's been blindfolded. The statue's been blindfolded with a Confederate bandana in the past. So there's been a lot of different types of civil disobedience taken out at the Silent Sam statue. This all, of course, happening on the 5-year anniversary of the Moral Monday movement as well, where they've got their event at Halifax Mall
at
this
5:30 tonight. Yep.
But we're still awaiting a lot of details. We've gotten no official word from UNC at this point in regards to just a general statement on today's activities or talking about any details of an arrest if that was actually carried out. And again, we, based on what we've heard from the scene and videos that were taken there, it certainly does appear as though Maya Little was being taken into custody. How far along she made it into that process so far, we're still waiting word.
Yeah. Blake Hodge, thank you so much. Mm-hmm.